This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 9 survivors were rescued from the rubble in Turkey on Tuesday, more than a week after a massive earthquake struck, as the focus of the aid effort shifts to helping people now struggling without shelter or enough food in the bitter cold. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reports.
Miraculous moments in Turkey. Rescuers pulled an 18-year-old from the rubble of collapsed buildings on Tuesday, 8 days after a devastating earthquake hit the region. They also managed to save a 17-year-old, according to officials and local media. There were 2 of at least 9 people rescued on Tuesday. The combined death toll in Turkey and neighboring Syria exceeds 41,000. The disaster ravaged cities in both countries, leaving many survivors homeless in near-freezing winter temperatures.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. The World Health Organization on Tuesday warned of the risk of waterborne diseases and outbreaks in Turkey and Syria after last week's devastating earthquake that hit both countries. WHO Regional Director for Europe, Hans Kluge.
Since this terrible tragedy, there are also growing concerns over emerging health issues linked to the cold weather, hygiene and sanitation, and the spread of infectious diseases.
The earthquake has devastated whole cities in both countries, leaving survivors homeless in the bitter cold, at times sleeping on piles of rubble. More than 158,000 people have evacuated the vast swath of southern Turkey hit by the quake. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged allies to be speedy in sending more military help as NATO defense ministers met on Wednesday and Russia bombarded the eastern front line in what appears to be the early salvos of a new offensive. This is VOA News. Health rights campaigners in Malawi are welcoming a national campaign against a record cholera outbreak which has killed nearly 1,400 people. Lamek Messina reports from Blantyre.
President Lazarus Chakwera said the spread of people in the country are not following good hygiene practices.
The disease is still spreading at an alarming rate. We are getting between 500 to 600 cholera cases every day in our health facilities throughout the country.
The campaign, known as Titese Cholera or Let's End Cholera, would focus on repairing of water kiosks across the country and helping people construct toilets in their homes. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
Iran, rocked by months of protests sparked by the death of Mahsa Amini, has released several dozen well-known prisoners in an apparent attempt to appease critics of the government. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
The limited amnesty comes as the frequency and size of rallies has eased off in the winter months since their peak after the mid-September death in custody of Amini, a 22-year-old Iranian Kurdish woman. She died after her arrest for allegedly flouting dress rules that demand women wear hijab headscarves and modest clothing, setting off months of civil unrest that Iran has generally labeled foreign-instigated riots. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The European Union is driving forward its switch to electric vehicles, Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
On Tuesday, the European Parliament approved a law to effectively ban the sale of new petrol and diesel cars from 2035. It's part of the bloc's effort to fight climate change. The rules mean car makers must eliminate CO2 emissions from new cars sold by the middle of the next decade. The law will also set a 55% cut in CO2 emissions for new cars sold from 2030, compared to 2021 levels. That's much higher than the current target of around 37%. Many car makers in Europe have invested heavily in electrification. Volkswagen says it will only produce electric cars in Europe from 2033.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. A major cyclone weakened and moved away from New Zealand on Wednesday as the country started to assess the damage caused by significant flooding, landslides, and high winds that left 2 people dead. The cyclone, which reached New Zealand on Sunday before making its way down the east coast of the North Island, cut off several towns, closed roads, and left houses underwater. Residents in hard-hit areas are now being asked to conserve water and food because of fear of shortages. I'm Joe Ramsey.